Yeah, I mean, I love the new look. I think being in Canton, I grew up with the colors and what they all stand for. So to get a new fresh vibe and to be coming in my first year with that, it's pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to wearing them. Win football games, I would say it's probably the common denominator. I think that, you know, obviously looking from afar last year in a different city, I check in with different teams, Cleveland being one of them. And, you know, before I knew it, they were top of the division, and I'm looking pretty good. So, you know, I think we're trying to get back to that and but then finish it off in the right way. I'm trying to meet everybody. There's a new face every time I walk in the building. So really get to know them, then remember their names, and then, you know what they're about, you know, what they like to do, who they are, and really let them get to know me too. So that's kind of the plan in general. I'm not even that far along yet. You know, I think we probably installed almost 100 passes in the first day, so I'm just trying to soak all that in. Terminology is great. Makes a lot of sense. I've been around systems that are very similar. And at this point, I think everyone's just trying to grab their bearings because no one really has a leg up. I think that, you know, when a new OC comes in, everyone's learning from scratch, so we're all in the same boat. I think that, you know, our quarterback room as a whole, you know, from the early, you know, first 2 days, you know, communicates pretty well. I think they've all had their fair share of just standing up and kind of pointing out a couple of viewpoints, pointing out a couple key points in each play or certain plays and how they see it. So they're all doing a good job. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, especially when it was nice weather. I mean, I think that, you know, obviously my friends and family was a little more in attendance. You know, I think I fared pretty well over the years, hopefully to now bring whatever that was to a consistent basis in our stadium. Oh, I think they should get whoever they think can help compete. I think we're in a situation where we're trying to create competition in every position, and the cream will rise to the top, and it'll be better off for the team. No, I didn't know that. I think that, you know, when you kind of go into that situation, you're just trying to figure out where the current team stands, where they plan to do, and then how you fit into, you know, to their scheme and their future options. So I think that, you know, again, he was probably 3 or 4 weeks after, 3 weeks or so after me, so I didn't really have any clue. I knew Dwayne a little bit just through the years, friends of friends and teammates of teammates. So, you know, I thought a lot of his play. Now. You know, I think for me, the one thing I've learned over the years is that, you know, it truly is a new team year in and year out, especially when you're always going through transition, especially when you're not winning enough football games. The identity of each team changes per year. You know, when you're deep in the playoffs and you continue to keep your core and you continue to kind of really keep the same players, maybe your identity doesn't change as much. But as soon as you start moving some pieces and moving things around, identities of football teams change pretty quick. You know, I think at this point, again, we're just trying to get our bearings on the offense, selfishly speaking, from an offensive point of view. And we're all trying to, you know, find where we fit in and really execute to the highest of our abilities. I think right now our checklist changes per part of the year. You know, at this point, you can only help the team if you know what you're doing. You can learn the offense. So as a checklist, I would say that's probably pretty high on everyone's list at this point, just learning the offense and executing when we got to the field. I think he's awesome. I think, you know, him and Coach Pett was the reasons why I wanted to be here. You know, coming in and talking to those guys and really being on the same page and understanding football kind of the same way and talking football in the same, you know, kind of language was really pretty cool. What they want, how the tough players and what they expect, it was really on par with what I was kind of looking for. So it's not really hope. I think at this point it was probably one of a point that I really used in considering, you know, where I want to play football. I want to go and win somewhere, compete for divisions and division titles. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, this, again, the 7-4 grabbed me. I paid attention to that. And then once you get into the later years, I really did, or later part of the season, I didn't pay much attention besides what was going on in Miami. And I see this team as a, you know, 7-4 looking to close this team better. Randy's awesome. I mean, Randy's a guy that he shows up consistently every day. You know, being in Miami for 6 years, I was able to see him progress in 6 years, even though he's an older guy than me. But, you know, to me, Randy, and I'm not really afraid to tell anybody that, is when I kind of came in my first year, you know, he was an older guy, but, you know, maybe not as more quote-unquote mature right off the bat. By the time we both left, he was a night and day different player. I mean, he really counseled guys, helped guys off the field, helped guys learn from what he's experienced. And really, again, like I said, he brings it every day, wants to get better in practice, and he's a gamer. So he's definitely a guy you want on your side.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Brian.